Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Uber announced it intends to acquire the food delivery company Postmates in an all-stock deal worth $2.65 billion. Uber plans to keep the Postmates app running separately, but supported by a more efficient, combined merchant delivery network. According to Edison Trends, Uber will still trail DoorDash in food delivery market share after the acquisition. WhatsApp, Twitter, and Telegram have all stopped processing Hong Kong law enforcement requests for user data. China imposed a national security law in Hong Kong July 1st that removes the requirement of a court order to request user data and sets up a security agency that is under Chinese mainland jurisdiction. WhatsApp said it paused processing to review the impact of the law and consult with human rights experts. Telegram said it would not process requests until an international consensus is reached in relation to the ongoing political changes in the city. And Twitter said it's reviewing the implications of the law as some of the terms of the law are vague and without clear definition. TikTok also announced Monday that it will pull its app out of the Google and Apple app stores in Hong Kong. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Fox News Monday that the U.S. is looking at banning TikTok and other Chinese social media apps. The U.S. government has had an ongoing concern that the platform censors content and that its data could be accessed by the Chinese government. The company hired former Disney executive Kevin Mayer to be TikTok's CEO earlier this year. A spokesperson told CNBC in response to Pompeo's comments, TikTok is led by an American CEO with hundreds of employees and key leaders across safety, security, product, and public policy here in the U.S. We have no higher priority than promoting a safe and secure app experience for our users. Alphabet's Loon started delivering internet service using high-altitude balloons in Kenya on Tuesday in its first ever commercial deployment of the technology. The balloons hover about 12 miles above the Earth and will initially provide a 4G LTE network connection to a nearly 31,000 square mile area over central and western Kenya and the capital Nairobi. Loon launched 35 balloons in recent months to test Tuesday's official launch, which is in collaboration with Telecom Kenya, Kenya's third largest mobile carrier. 9to5 Mac reports references in the code for iOS 14 Beta 2 to a function to let iPhone users scan a QR code to make payments with Apple Pay. The feature doesn't currently work, but an image gave instructions on how to use it. QR codes could be generated by the Wallet app. The feature is in the Public System API, implying it will work with third-party apps. Intel released specs for Thunderbolt 4. It has the same top speed of 40 gigabits per second as the previous version, but can run at least two 4K displays, supports PCIe data speeds up to 32 gigabytes, double that of Thunderbolt 3. Thunderbolt 4 will use the USB-C connector and support USB 4 as well. Thunderbolt 4 also requires protection against direct memory attacks. Thunderbolt 4 controllers will ship to manufacturers later this year. This week, NVIDIA surpassed Intel as the most valuable U.S. chipmaker for the first time. A record stock price put NVIDIA's market cap at $248 billion, ahead of Intel's $246 billion. In 2020, Intel's stock is down about 3%, while NVIDIA is up 68% from the start of the year. The app analyst at Sensor Tower told TechCrunch it estimated roughly 8% of Quibi's 910,000 users who signed up for the service's three-month trial at launch converted to paid users. This does not represent all of Quibi's users, just those converted from the free trial started within the first 3 days of launch. For comparison, Sensor Tower estimated that 11% of the 9.5 million users who signed up for a free trial at the launch of Disney Plus converted to paid users. In a statement to The Verge, a Quibi spokesperson said 5.4 million people have downloaded the app since launch, and that the conversion from download to free trial is above mobile app benchmarks. The analysts at App Annie report that mobile app usage increased 40% in the year in Q2, including an all-time high of 200 billion hours in April. In the quarter, App Annie estimates users spent an average of 4 hours and 20 minutes on smartphones. Consumer spending in apps also hit a record of $27 billion in the quarter, with app downloads just short of $35 billion. And finally, Facebook announced it has removed two disinformation networks and associated accounts and pages. One network had 54 accounts and 50 pages removed from Facebook and 4 from Instagram for posting as fake residents of the U.S. state of Florida discussing political consultant Roger Stone. The second network involved 35 accounts and 14 pages removed from Facebook and 38 from Instagram for creating fake reporters and news organizations in Brazil, linked to the office from Brazil's president. Facebook also banned a Canadian PR firm for interference in 6 Latin American countries and linked a disinformation campaign to an ad agency in Ukraine. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.